Good morning, everybody. It's a pleasure to be here today. My name is Asunción Anto. I come from IRTA. The IRTA is an institute for food and agriculture from here, the Generalitat of Catalonia. And my work is to apply LCA to try to adapt the methods for agriculture. I know that this summer school is devoted to water, mainly to water treatments. And now I am not going to talk about water. I am going to talk agriculture because, in fact, agriculture is the most consumer of water. So if you are going to perform LCAs of water, probably you are going to do something with agriculture. So I think it's important for you to know the main features of the LCA when we try to apply to agriculture. By the way, there are any agronomists here? Okay, perfect. Well, I understand that there are a lot of LCA practitioners. And the other people are wastewater treatments, so most of the people. So, if there is anything that it's not clear when I talk, I come from the agronomist. And then I try to adapt LCA. So maybe for me there are some things that are very evident for agriculture. So if you don't understand, ask. I like a lot that the people ask and the people participate because it's not it's quite boring for me. As you can see, I am going to, after a brief, very brief introduction, to show you the main points because I think it's important to know when we are going to apply LCA to agriculture. I would like to do some remarks of the methodology that you know of LCA, but which change we need to consider where we are going to apply to agriculture. And finally, I will remark some in conclusion. So let's go to introduction. There are four points that I think it's important to bear in mind when we are going to apply LCA to agriculture. First, consumers are more and more demanding environmental friendly products, mainly for food. Second, the perspective of life cycle approach is taking more and more importance, not only for a scientific point of view, also for policy makers. Very important, the agriculture is very different from the industry. And after I will present some of the most popular studies that has been done. Let's go to assume that the society is really interested in ecologic products. What can they find? A big confusion. So, thanks to that we have the life cycle assessment tool, we can help to society to do a better choice. You know that I think at this point that the life cycle approach is interesting because do not externalize the problems to other parts of the process. We take into account all the life cycle. We know that the life cycle assessment was prepared for industrial products. Industrial products are very different from the agriculture, mainly because agriculture is very site-dependent. Site-dependent of the local conditions, soil, climate, and even very, we know very well, agronomists, that the we put the same inputs. Or one farmer put the same inputs as another farmer, or the same inputs this year that the next year. And we can have very different outputs. So we can have a very different environmental impact for the same process with same inputs, a very, very different output. Is this point clear? Yeah, this is very important. Until now, the main studies related to crops have been done to compare organic and conventional, and most for extensive crops, even to arrive to the process of making bread, for instance, and to compare the different kinds of bread, or even for vegetables, the most studied product is tomato. And then a lot of products that come from the dairy industry, such as butter, milk, cheese. Also, they compare conventional and organic. Studies about the forest industry and the paper production. And also studies on energy crops. You know the importance of if bioenergy is better or not than, from an environmental point of view, than fossil fuels. So a lot of studies trying to compare. Well, this was a very brief introduction. Now I would like to do more emphasis in the aspects of the methodology that they are very important because they are different, or they could be different from the industrial process when we apply to agriculture. And now to do this part, I know that you know very well this schema, so I'm going to follow the schema of the structure of the LCA. And part, phase by phase, we are going to see the most important points. For goal and scale. Well, the most important decision that we take during the phase of goal and scope is the functional unit. Here we have the main, the first problem in agriculture. Well, we know that the functional unit is the mathematical unit, the reference that we are going to relate to all the inputs and outputs. And they define the function of the process. What do you think is the function of the agriculture?
Why we have agriculture? Production of food. The quantity of production of food. Quality. Are the farmers growing to produce quality?
Are the farmers growing to cover areas? Are the farmers growing to make money? So this is a point of view. The point of view that the farmer, and maybe to produce more money, they produce more quality. If the quality, it receives more money for this quality. Not always like this. This is the point of view of the farmer, but if we complete the cycle, which is the point of view of the consumer? So we have a problem when we try to define the functional unit. Most of the words, most of the studies, we use the yield because it's very easy. In fact, the money that I agree that is the first function for the farmer, we have, I said before that we, in agriculture, we have the same inputs and we have different outputs because it depends on external conditions like climate, pests, or other things. But even money, it depends not only of the different inputs, the different outputs, also it depends if this year the fertilizers are cheaper or not, if we have more offer for this product, we can have a very low price. On the contrary, we can have expensive. So with the money, we have a lot of problems to try to do a good life cycle study because it depends on more factors. It's clear at this point? In fact, the function of the agriculture is to feed humans and animals. So the ideal will be to do studies that really to compare quality of the products. But we need here a lot of information that we don't have. It could be other functional units like surface. It's not the real interest of the farmer to cover surface, but maybe for some, I think more for policy or or administrative purposes, it could be interesting to know the area. So it could be an interesting functional unit. If not, I don't know if you have seen the difference between functional unit and reference unit or reference flow during these days. For agriculture, the reference flow, always the most interesting is the surface, peak or area, because it doesn't change. It's not like the yield or the money that it could change for a lot of factors. The area is always the area, and then you can do all the calculations for the area, and then you can multiply or divide for the yield or for the money. Is this point clear? This is very important, the functional unit, as you probably know. Okay? Some examples. When we compare conventional integrated pest management, integrated for all that you are not agronomist, integrated it's a kind of conventional, a very good conventional practice. Let's start for organics. Organics is when you are not using pesticides or synthetic fertilizers. An integrated, you can use synthetic fertilizers, you can use synthetic pesticides, but just as the last moment when you can do anything else. So, and then as you are using synthetic fertilizers, probably you have higher yields. So it's more efficient, you have higher yields than with organics. So when you see the impacts, they are lower for integrated than for organics. The reason is because your functional unit, in this case, is the yield. It's clear, it's more efficient, okay? But if we choose another functional unit as area, hectarea, and then you have the organic, you have less inputs per hectarea, so you have better results. And if we compare nutritional content, here, this is an example, but you can have very different examples with very different results. Hmm? This was comparing organic fertilizer with synthetic fertilizer, and well, if the functional unit is yield, organic is again worse. But if the functional unit is nutritional content for cauliflower, we have better results. But it's not always like this. Any question about functional unit? It's clear? Okay, so allocation. Have you done something with allocation these days? That when you have two or more products, you need to know which, you need to do a kind of allocation to know which part of the environmental burden is for each product. You have different systems to do it. Hmm? Here we can compare different systems of allocation, and we saw that we have different results. This is for tomato, and this is a cogeneration heating that you produce heat and electricity, and the electricity is sell to the grid. So you have, in fact, two products, the tomatoes that you obtain from the heat, and second, the electricity that you are selling. So you need to allocate the burden of the gas to be burned to produce the heat and electricity. You need to allocate to electricity and to the tomato. So you can do with different systems, with different calculations. It depends on the method that you choose, you can obtain different results. Have you worked with allocation? This is very new. Well, at this moment I can explain all the methods. That's important. If you are going to do LCA, any moment you are going to do any kind of allocation. It depends on the system you choose, the method you choose, you be aware that you are going to have different results. Also, it's very important. It depends on the functional unit, I have one result. It depends on the allocation, I can have another result. And then system boundary. Well, for agriculture, if I want to improve the production, the crop production, I can stop in the farm and then do this life cycle. If I want to know exactly the complete cycle, what happened with the consumer, which product the consumer it's better to choose, then I need to do all the life cycle. Here it's very important the processing and distribution, and here it comes all the subjects related to the food miles. We talk later, okay? So it depends which is the main goal of your study. You can stop at the farm gate, or you need to go to the end, to the consumer. Have you seen something about quality of the data? This is not particular for agriculture, it's for LCA. Have you seen? Not yet. Okay. I think this is very important. It's very important for all the LCA studies, but in particular for agriculture, because you have seen that we can have very different results. So we need a lot to know very well if variability and uncertainty of our studies. The ILCD guidelines, you have heard about ILCD guidelines, okay? Say how we need to perform the quality of the data. How they explain a kind of data quality indicator that, this is the equation, it's not very difficult. The difficult is that you need for technology, for geography, for temporal time representativeness, complex of the data set, reliance, which is related to a variability square distribution. Well, for different aspects, you need to score from, well, my data set that I am going to use, or my data, it's from the place that I am assessing. Therefore, this is a very good data I have scored with one. In agriculture, that's very funny, but funny is not the word. Sometimes maybe if you are assessing potato, you are here in Spain, and you use a data set from other, you have no data from potato here in Catalonia, and you use data of potato of database, maybe it's potato from Peru, no? And then, of course, if I say that here we can have very different results from one farmer to another farmer, we can imagine to use the data set from other country. So in this case, we mark with very good. Fine. And then for each factor, we mark different score, and then we apply the equation, and we will have a result that it depends on the figure. We can have a very high quality data, a basic data, or just a data estimate. Very few people are using these quality indicators, but they are going to have more popularity in the future. This is just an example of... also, there is a problem that the score that we give is something subjective. We need to do more discussion, but to be really sure that we are going to use the same score, because maybe I can see, for instance, time representative. This is from EcoInvent. If you know the pedigree matrix of EcoInvent, that they have also scores of quality for different, more or less similar factors. They use when your data is less than 3 years of difference related to the study that you are doing, this is very good. The guidelines of ILCD, they don't say the quantity of years. They say it depends on the product. If the product is, it has a lifespan of very long, maybe you can go farther than 3 years. So I think the idea of the lifespan is a good idea, but we need to agree which are going to use. So there are a lot of work to do here. It is clear, are you going to use data quality for the next work, please? So let's go to the inventory. This is an example of a flow diagram that it comes from the ILCD guidelines. I don't know if you are familiar with this. Are you? ILCD? No? Sí? Well, I think it's important you become familiar with ILCD. Well, it's quite hard, the guidelines of the ILCD, but I think at least with the provisions, not with the details of the ILCD, with the provisions you will be familiar. So this is the example of flow diagram. It's important that we agree also in which kind of diagrams. There are very nice diagrams, but I think it's more important that we really know that we can know very well what is the background system, what is the foreground system, which emissions are going to the ecosphere, which emissions are from, or which resources are from the technosphere. So I think with this kind of diagram, we can understand quite well different process. Because one of the things that we are going but we have talked with Luis that to be an expert on LCA, it could be relatively easy. The problem is that when we try to apply this methodology to a process that we don't know, no? So the first step is we have a really good flow diagram which can contribute people that know very well the process. We can have success when we try to do the life cycle assessment. But related to agriculture, it's a very complicated and very complex system because there are a lot of things. But at the end, we can summarize or simplify in these five important process. There's the land use, water use, fertilizers. Like agriculture, the main energy source of agriculture is the sun. So, to the difference of the industrial systems, is not the energy that we use to produce the most important. So, even if they are small quantities, fertilizers can be the most important factor it depends also the diesel of the tractors. But usually it's the fertilizers. And then the most important problem is the variability that we have for all of them. That's, again, same inputs, I can have different outputs. So I have a lot of variability of the data. And that's our ideas to simplify the process. A lot of time we are going with a long questionnaire to the farmer, and asking how many hours have you been to subsoil, how many hours that you are using a spray or a phytosanitary treatment. Well, it's a long questionnaire, and sometimes the farmer don't have time, don't have the data. So I think sometimes it could be a stupid work. It depends, of course, of the final goal of your study. But if we see that depending on the type of soil, of the power of the tractor, we can have for each of the typical labor operations, we can have high variability. We see that if we work with an average and that each variability, we can cover most of the operations. So the important is to know how many hours in total you have used the tractor to do these operations. Is that it's most important to know the power of the tractor, because depending on the power of the tractor, we can have very different results and they are not covered by the average. So instead of asking how many labors are you doing, how many hours for each, ask which tractor are you using. The problem could be when they don't have one tractor, when they rent a tractor, that it could be for small proprietors that they rent different tractors. Well, that could be the problem. But the important point, the fertilizers. The most important is related to emissions of the fertilizers. We need to do a balance. We know what we put. We need to know what the uptake the crop. Then there are tables that we can consult. Of course, it's a general value. And then we need to know the air emissions. That for that we have more or less a percentage. A percentage that it could be important, and also with variability. And the most important that we don't know really is what we are losing by the soil, and they can arrive to the water. For nitrogen, that's nitrates, and until now we are doing a kind of balance, and the difference is the nitrates. But which part of these nitrates are going to arrive to the water, to the rivers, to the sea? This is more doubtful. And also we have some methods to calculate the heavy metals. But also this is a weak point of our assessment. Related to manufacture, well, in the typical database, which case a convent, we have a lot of several fertilizers that we know the impact to produce they. But but there are some fertilizers that we don't know. So at this moment we need to work with an average. And it depends on which average we use, we can have different results. Nevertheless, for instance, this is for the CO2 equivalent. It's important that the emissions of N2O are more important than, in fact, that the manufacture of the fertilizers. And for emissions, we are using always the same value of, I think it's 1.25 from the IPCC. And probably this figure also depends on water in the soil, climate, and so on. So maybe we are doing more research here than during the manufacturing process. I lost here, I think the picture, it was, I think you have also, no? So, well, it was a picture of expiring. This is for pesticides, and this is also a very complicated subject. In fact, we know the mask that we apply to the crop. And then, in fact, we have some part that it will be to the crop, but some part it will go to the soil. And it depends of the development of the crop. Here we have equation, and I think we have in the paper. And then the most important is to know which part we are losing in the air. There is a part that is the deep fraction that it depends mainly of the system we are applying the pesticide. And then we have a part that is growing, that is the volatilization, that once the pesticides arrive to the crop, the soil, it depends of the physical chemical properties of the pesticide, it's going to volatilize. But this is part of the fate of the pesticides. So we don't know exactly the limit, the boundary between inventory and this part that is characterization factor, that is impact assessment. So some methods, they do the calculation, doing all the mass applied of pesticide is going to the soil. And then we can use a characterization factor for the soil. This is typical from equipment, for instance. Another author say that all the mass applied, that it's important for impact, is that it's going to the air, because soil is part of the atmosphere, it's part of the field, so we don't consider as a contamination. We just take into account which part is going to the air. But then, when we stop, just in the grid, one day after volatilization, oh, that's an important part. And water. I think you have done something with water, with the drink water, or if not the next days. But it's important for us to know if the water that we are applying is the green water or is the blue water. Green water is, it comes from the nomenclature of the water footprint of Oestra and Chapagén. It's the water that the crop are using that comes from the precipitation and it's in the soil. So we talk about effective precipitation because it's really that we can maintain in the soil and the crop can take it. An irrigated crop, we have the green water and the blue water. The blue water can be measured because the grower knows which is the counters the quantity. Or if not, it can be calculated by the climatic data, the coefficient of the crop. Any questions about the inventory? I have an exercise that we are going to do, that is to build an inventory for lettuce crop. Blue water is the water that you are applying from the well, from
where we take it.
Oh, you know, because when they have a kind of irrigation program
If not, you can calculate from the evapotranspiration, from the proper evapotranspiration, and there is a kind of calculation. And we can have the evapotranspiration is the mix of the shock in this plan to take out the clean water that is the water that we have. Then all the difference is the watering that the water needs to apply to the pump.
Or is it an issue for further
leaders? Yeah, well, it's an issue for other sectors.
I think we have advanced in human health. Toxicity is specified in human health. But for ecosystems, well, the best thing that we have now is the WHOSTOX to assess toxicity. But again, pesticides is different from the majority of the contaminants because for most of the pollutants, they are an accident. They are something that happens. But pesticides are the only pollutant that I put because I want to put. So the idea is different. I agree that there are a lot of work. At the moment, you stop. It's the best that you have.
Vaig molt endarrerida.
Do you think it's better to practice the exercise? Or because the exercise is just for life cycle inventory.
Ara we can go to the life cycle impact assessment and some conclusions, or to practice the exercise. 5 minutes and we do the exercise. So I go very fast. Well, just to say that I think it's a summary of we're talking, that for agriculture we have these impact categories, that they are very important, and we have not enough information to arrive to the endpoints, to the damage to the ecosystems. These are a list of the main flows that are important in agriculture and which environmental impact they are using. And these are the studies on LCI agriculture, and of the total, 25% they talk something about toxicity, 50% land use and 20% water use. And these are three very important questions for agriculture. In fact, no, it's not so important carbon footprint. It could be most important one. This is also related with the ILCD, the level of the different impact assessment methodology. When they are very good methods, they have one, and then you are putting more, they are worse. And also, again, you can see that biodiversity, toxicities, land use, and water consumption, we have three marks, so they are the worst. And again, it's a problem with agriculture. Yeah. At this case, is I am afraid it's water consumption of the inventory. Yeah. And this is well, very important for me. That's life cycle assessment that try to give answer to all the impact categories for all the process that all the inter. All the emissions, all the flow. So it could be a very good answer. Of course, we have methodological problems to try to go so far. But this is just what does we live with a carbon footprint. It's a very partial LCA. And this is for water footprint. We just have information about inventory, an indicator of inventory, but we don't know the damage of the material. And just to say that I don't think for the consumer to know at this moment, to know these figures from different foods can help a lot at this moment. And we have seen that we can arrive to 4 megajoules, or we can arrive to 5 megajoules, or we can arrive 10 megajoules. It depends on a lot of things that we have, a lot of assumptions we have done during our study. And here, I don't explain, you have, I think you have also in the, well, you have the, no, the power presentation, just see to compare that not always things are so evident. So it's not always better to buy local, it depends. The better option is seasonal and local, but seasonal part. There are a lot of concern about kilometer equal zero, but for instance, to eat tomatoes in Netherlands, it's better that they produce in Spain and transport than they try to produce just for water, for carbon footprint. Also, there are a lot of things to do with transport. It can change a lot. For the same product, it depends on where are you doing. It can change again a lot. And also process, it depends of the electricity. Again, it depends of the production of electricity of the country. It can change a lot the results. So, let's go to the conclusions. LCA could be very useful because we have this holistic approach that I think is important. But the most important is we have a lot of variability. So we need to test different functional units, different allocation process, just to be sure that we have, and never give a figure. Always give a figure with a range. I think this could be more exact. If we want to compare special, and we need to do some kind of agreement in the models we are going to use for the inventories, in the data quality factors that we are going to use, just to know that we are using more or less the same process. And we need to do a lot of work with new categories. Well, I think this is the most important. If you from this class, you have these 5.6 points very clear. I think it's I will be well. Sorry to go so quick at the end, but I think it's more important that you try to do the exercise. Well, this is trying to build a simplified lettuce crop inventory. It's very simplified, which is the most important things that we need to know from an agriculture, for a crop. Here I give you the data, and then in the second sheet, you have the answers you have to do. I put the simplified method of calculation, but in the notes, you have, if you really want to do a complex calculation, I give you some reference that you can work. And in the third, you have the key. So don't look at the moment. And try to do. I think even more important than the exercise is you have any questions. So that's the moment.
Is it important that when using LCA in agriculture,
not so many studies are related with carbon footprint, but then at the end, it is one important factor to take into account to calculate whether it was worth it to produce to make it in the Netherlands or something here. And I think it's maybe one of the most important factors we should take into account.
I think, of course, always is important, but I think it's one of the factors that they have more importance because it's easier to calculate. Because we don't know exactly how to calculate toxicity or how to know to calculate. They are losing importance, but also it depends on which are we are compared. I mean, if we compare with industrial production, or probably when they are using more energy, the carbon footprint have more importance. And this is what happened with Netherlands or northern countries, that they need to use a lot of energy to heat the greenhouse. So at this moment, they have a lot of importance with the carbon footprint. But I don't mean that they are not, the carbon footprint is no important, just relative importance related to other aspects.
Can you just when you calculate
the amount of information, do you need to separate the FAO? Yes, I think the FAO, yeah. Of course, FAO can be improved. Again,
I don't know if
for Orchard, I don't know. For Orchard, I don't know. The problem with the FAO is that we haven't coefficient crops for all the crops. Yeah, then for some crops, you can find, well, research studies, then you can adapt your coefficient crop. If not, I don't know, I have no answer. Yeah. Another problem. Yes, I am sorry. I give you more problems than solutions. Well, but I think the important is to know the problems, because a lot of people it's going, yeah, doing. You can have a lot of works, a lot of studies that they don't say the problem and they give a result. Any question? So try to do the exercise. So if you have any problem, you can ask me.
Just
I thought in the book, yes, this is explained in the left area index is just to know if we have, for instance, we have a very small crop, because we are doing a treatment at the beginning of the crop. We have very small, and we pass the machine. Of course, some part is going to the crop, but some part is going to the soil. If we have the crop more developed, we have more pesticide that is going to the plant, that is going to the soil. So it's important to know how it's developed the crop. For that, we use the leaf area index. That is, it depends of the crop, and it depends of the moment. For some crops, we have this equation. And again, we can use this equation for archetypes. If you have better measurements, of course, use yours. If not, you need to use the... By the way, I don't know, if you are interested in toxicity, I don't know if I put, I suppose I put... It depends on the goal of the study, what the enterprise are asking you. I say, as an enterprise, I will give a simplified with a variability. That's, of course, if it's a study that it wants to know exactly what happened with the crop of spinach, and then you need to do a more detailed study and you can measure or something. I think if you are doing a research work, a research study, you can go more in detail. But probably if you are going to work for enterprise or for big companies, you have no time, not money to do this simple, this detailed study. So, yeah. But then if you give the ranch, I can feel quite sure. If not, for me it's not important to you to say 4 or 5 or 7. It could be 4, 5, and 7. So, do you need any help for the exercise, or do you think you can do? And ask me. You can send me a mail if you have any question, because you have the solutions. I hope they are correct. Yes, because there are a lot. I don't put just they are a lot and they are very different. So I am not taking decision in which model can be. Also, it depends because not all the models cover all the crops. So maybe, well, if you have cereals or wheat, probably any of the models can help you. But if you have a very strange crop, or even not strange, maybe an apple tree, I don't know which model you can use. So I just put the names, and then you can go to Google, and yeah.
is the fraction that it's when you apply an X prime, you have some part that it's going directly to the air. This is the drift. It depends of the kind of X prime that you have. It depends of if a very windy day you will have more, and this is the drift. Sí, com es diu? Ara no ho sé ni en català. Deriva, deriva, la fracció de deriva. La fracció de deriva. Have you the results? Four, I think. I give. Ah, the square meter of leaf over square meter of soil. In this case, 4 square meters of leaf over each square meter of soil. And that, well, with pesticides, now with, I say that the toxicity for humans, we can calculate with a model that I don't write here, that's dynamic crop. Because this is for the impact phase. Well, in the middle between inventory and... Once we know the part that it's going to the vegetable, to the crop, then we can apply the dynamic crop and we can know which part will be eaten from this, depending on the time of the harvesting and so on.